Last May 23rd, six people were killed and 14 injured when 22-year-old Elliot Oliver Robinson shot up a crowded street adjacent to the Santa Barbara campus of the University of California. Robinson, who was mentally ill, took his own life. One of the dead was 20-year-old Christopher Ross Michaels Martinez. His father was filled with indignation Monday as he climbed the steps of the old Capitol to protest a so-called guns on campus bill.
I can't accept that my son died in this way. It was a preventable and senseless death.
Martinez, a 61-year-old criminal defense attorney, has been on a crusade ever since. Prevention and some grassroots lobbying drove him to Tallahassee during the second week of the legislative session. No one can convince him that more guns are the answer to spree killings.
It's just a fantasy to think that a civilian is going to be able to respond as effectively as a trained law enforcement person in these kinds of situations, and it actually makes the job of the law enforcement more difficult.
Senate Bill 176 by Greg Evers, a Republican from Baker, bans colleges and universities from prohibiting concealed weapons on campus. If the bill passes, Florida would join 9 other states with similar laws. Evers declined comment. It's a common argument that guns don't mix well on campuses where alcohol, drugs, and depression are rampant. And Florida A&M Police Chief Terrence Calloway, who joined the protest, has another concern.
I'm worried about an environment where there is constant suspicion. You don't know who has a gun, whether that person has been properly trained to handle a gun, or whether a person can be trusted with a gun.
Supporters of the legislation are sympathetic to the survivors, but see them in a different light. Eric Friday is general counsel for the pro-gun group Florida Carry. He says each death is a reason to allow potential victims to defend themselves. Campus gun bans are useless because enforcement is so lax, he says.
Because criminals go where they know they will have easy targets.
If gun opponents don't believe in the deterrent effect of concealed weapons, all they have to do is ask the criminals, Friday says. In FBI surveys of prison inmates, one reason for avoiding potential targets rises to the top, Friday says.
It's not police officers. It's not the eventual punishment or being caught. It's coming across an armed victim because those armed victims fight back.
Evers' opponents have their work cut out for them. Evers' bill passed his criminal justice committee 3-2 last month. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.